start a diet plan on Monday. I want to ask her about that. I'll open up the phone lines and you can chat with her. We've got just a great show for you. We'll talk about Adrian Peterson and his legal scenario. We'll take a real quick break and then we'll come back with Jeff O'Brien to talk about that. A little football, a little Vikings, but really the law behind all of this. Rashini Rajkumar back with you. You probably heard this past week, Commissioner Roger Goodell of the NFL said that Adrian Peterson cannot play the remainder of this football season. That puts a lot of things up in the air. The Vikings have pretty much said they're just going to abide by what the commissioner has said. I wanted to get into the legal behind all of this with Jeffrey O'Brien. He is from the Lohman Abdo Law Firm and a regular legal eagle on our show. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Rashini.
So lots of stuff. What was your kind of initial reaction when you heard the news this past week?
Well, to be honest, I really wasn't surprised by the decision of the commissioner to suspend Adrian Peterson without pay for at least the rest of this season. You know, what he was on, the some folks have been kind of saying, well, he served his time because he didn't play for the first 9-10 weeks of the season, but that was a paid leave. And, you know, I think the Vikings probably made the right decision in that regard. You know, any kind of employee, if you're investigating, you're letting a legal process play out rather than, you know, innocent until proven guilty, probably best to do that. But that doesn't amount to punishment by the league for its personal conduct policy. So two separate issues there. The legal process of his criminal action, which he pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge of reckless assault, and then it's up to the league that had the, you know, the league had the hearing on the disciplinary action and meted out their punishment. So it is two separate things, and there's a lot of things caught up in this right now in terms of the Ray Rice issue, the battle between the commissioner and the Players Association. Is the commissioner doling out punishments that are too harsh? So many moving parts with this one, but I wasn't surprised by the actual decision.
So the only people that I'm aware of who've really had an extensive discussion with Adrian Peterson since this happened are the reporters over at USA Today. And I read a really great report in the USA Today weekend edition, pretty extensive. And Adrian Peterson saying, you know, I am remorseful. He hopes to be able to sit down face to face with Roger Goodell. What do you think would happen at a conversation like that?
I'm not certain. You know, the commissioner has had a couple times where he's had some missteps here. You know, a couple years ago, I mean, this is another ruling that was close to Vikings fans about Bounty Gate with the New Orleans Saints and the bounties that they were supposedly paying out for hitting players and injuring players. It took that involved the Vikings in the championship game a couple years ago. You know, a lot of those were reversed. When the players' unions appealed them. You had him coming out too soft on Ray Rice earlier this year. So I honestly don't know what the tone in the room or what is going to be. I mean, the commissioner at this point his brand is weak. And
absolutely,
a lot of people have called for his resignation.
Yeah.
So I don't know what would come out of a meeting between Roger Goodell and Adrian Peterson at this point.
Yeah, I used to really be a fan of Roger Goodell, but most of the summer I was calling for his resignation myself. We interviewed various sports attorneys and other figures on that topic. I'm talking with Jeff O'Brien. He's an attorney with the law firm of Lohman Abdo. We are talking about Adrian Peterson's legal woes. But the bigger picture here is kind of Adrian Peterson's cult of personality and what's going to happen. He is just about to turn 30. Does he even have a career after this, Jeff, whether it's with the Vikings or another team?
Rashini, I think he may have a career, not to the extent, not to the star power that he once had, but I honestly don't know if that career continues here in Minnesota. You know, there was talk before the season, you know, in today's NFL, this is a pass happy league, as we're seeing. You know, today we have the poster child for the new NFL in town, Aaron Rodgers. You know, this is a passing league now, and the Vikings have their star player has been a running back, and the position has been of diminished diminished importance over the last several years. He's approaching 30. I don't know if he's turned 30, but he's going to be turning 30 soon. That's kind of the high water mark for a running back in the NFL. So there had already been chatter about, given his contract and everything else, was this going to be his last season anyways with the Vikings? Could they possibly release him or trade him in the off season, given, you know, given that reality, given his age and his salary? So I think that this whole situation, the legal situation, just accelerated that. And I don't know if I think he's his stock has been dropped to the point where I don't know if a lot. I mean, some of the diehard fans may accept him back, but I don't know if a lot of casual Vikings fans necessarily want to see him back in a Vikings uniform.
Well, his merchandise in all the stores around town is at bargain basement prices, and many stores saying they won't do any reorders. I'm talking to Jeff O'Brien. He is a business and sports attorney. You can text us 81807. What do you think? Do you feel you as a fan would want Adrian Peterson playing for our team again? Do you think this situation has just been overblown, or do you even care anymore? There have been so many layers to this since this all went down earlier this year. Give me a text, 81807. The whole Ray Rice part of this, okay? So you've got the Players Association, which appealed the suspension this past Thursday. Right. They're also involved in some of the other issues going on with other players around the league. How does the Ray Rice situation, that was domestic violence against his then fiance, play out, you know, compared to this with a child and just everything that's gone down?
I think it's a huge factor in this whole process. The teams and the league are in a little bit overcorrecting for the spat of domestic abuse issues that they encountered early in the year, Ray Rice being the most notable one. There was one in Carolina and one in San Francisco as well. And I do think that Adrian Peterson's case does not occur in a vacuum. And I do think that the commissioner came down hard on Adrian Peterson in part because of the criticism for how lax his penalty was, short-term suspension for Ray Rice, and then corrected, said I made a mistake, and then suspended him for a longer period of time. The Ray Rice, it's interesting to bring up Ray Rice, though, because it's interesting to contrast what the Vikings have done with Adrian Peterson versus what Baltimore did with Ray Rice. Two guys who both play same position. Adrian Peterson, in my opinion, a higher caliber running back than Ray Rice, but Baltimore just said, we're done with it, and cut him. And whatever the process is with Ray Rice and the NFL and the Players Association doesn't involve the Baltimore Ravens any longer.
And the team stood its ground, which is an interesting comparison because the Vikings did kind of waffle a little bit there and got some big heat for that earlier this summer. So what about this holes? I talk about the cult of personality, and I've made comments on my show about how when a player plays for a team, he's not only representing the Minnesota Vikings or the Baltimore Ravens, he's representing that community, he's representing that state. And you had even found it interesting that Governor Dayton said that what Adrian Peterson did was not Minnesota values.
Right.
Explain that a little bit, Jeff.
Well, this was something, and you know me, I'm not always seeing eye to eye with our governor, but I tended to agree with him on this point. He made this statement the week, if you recall back to, Adrian Peterson was out for the, was deactivated the first week that this whole story broke, and then a week later, they were going to attempt to reactivate him. And that's when the corporate sponsors started to pull out, and that's when the governor made the statement. And I think part of what is involved here is, when you're looking at the act itself, he disciplined his 4-year-old child by hitting him with a switch. Okay, you talk to anybody down in the South in Texas, and they don't see this, they don't look at this the same way culturally that we here in Minnesota do, and when the governor's statement was saying that, regardless of criminal charges, regardless of, you know, I respect that, regardless of the league and the disciplinary policy, this is not what we do in Minnesota. And he is the face of a franchise that represents this state. And I think that's an interesting point, particularly when you think about the fact that when these teams come to the state governments for money for stadiums and selling their importance to the community, well, okay.
They are ambassadors of the community.
For the community.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. And well, it will be interesting to see how this plays out. My guess is that he will probably not play for the Vikings again. But, you know, we shall see what happens. And there are other teams out there that may want him. But like you say, the age factor probably isn't going on his side right now.
I totally agree. My prediction has been from the beginning that probably the win-win-win here for everybody, for the Vikings and their PR issues, for Adrian Peterson, and you know, is probably you're going to end up seeing him in a Dallas Cowboys uniform at some point. I think there's a different culture in the South, in Texas, where he's from, and you know, Jerry Jones is probably has a bigger stomach for taking on some of these PR headaches than the Wilfs do.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you see him with a star on his helmet at some point.
All right. You heard it here from Jeff O'Brien, attorney with Lohman Abdo Law. Thanks so much, Jeff, for spending part of your Sunday with us.
Thanks, Rashini, for having me on.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk immigration. The phone lines will be open,